Last week, Memram Cook Mayor Maxime Bourgeois met with officials from the Department of Health and Ambulance NB to get an update on the progress with solving a medical first responder dispatching problem. CHMA spoke to Bourgeois on Monday to find out what was said at the meeting, and he started off summing up the issue.
Before January, about 12 different fire departments were answering medical calls across New Brunswick, and Memram Cook fire department was one of them. I think Dorchester as well in the Tantramar area was one of them. An ambulance New Brunswick basically stopped dispatching our fire departments to medical call without actually didn't even advise us that they were going to do so. So our fire departments realized that they were receiving a lot less calls and that they actually were not receiving any medical calls. So we followed up with Ambulance New Brunswick to see what was going on and why this was happening. And so they basically said that they changed the way they're operating and they're also running low on staff. So they're only dispatching our fire departments for I think three reasons. So number one, if the ambulance, if they know already that the ambulance is going to take too much time, if they know that the paramedics will need assistance, and I think the third one, if it's life threatening. So for us, obviously, it's very frustrating because our fire department is very well trained. They take 5 to 7 minutes to get on the scene, whereas paramedics would take between 30 to 45 minutes sometimes to get on the scene. It's a bit frustrating. And our fire department, our firemen do want to be called, and they do want to, contribute to the well-being of the community members. So we've been working and putting pressure since January, and things are slowly progressing, and we ask, I asked the Union NB, so the Union of Municipalities in New Brunswick, and l'Association Francophone des Municipalités de New Brunswick, so the Francophone Association, to both sort of join force to work on this issue. So they communicated with the Department of Health and Ambulance New Brunswick, and so that's why we had the meeting last Monday. So it went fairly well. The folks on the call were fairly optimistic that they were going to find a solution. They did say that they were hopeful to find a solution by October. They're trying to find a solution that is going to be sort of systematic across the province. So they want all the fire departments to have that opportunity to be able to be called and dispatched. Obviously, we're hopeful that they will find a solution. But from our end, I don't think we're going to stop there. We're definitely going to keep putting pressure. And obviously, I invite anybody listening to this, if you can contact your MLA, to put some pressure to make sure this is fixed as soon as possible, because it is fairly serious. In our communities, as you know, if something does happen, it can take up to 45 minutes before a paramedic arrives on the scene. So if the fire department is called, it can definitely make the difference between life and death in certain situations. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you would have heard, on CHMA, we've heard from a few people actually in the Memram Cook area.
Yeah.
Who have had the experience of one woman was just talking about her experience of having the fire department come and save the life of her son.
Rose is believing her very well. Yeah.
Yeah. And another woman was telling us about being left, waiting for the ambulance for 45 minutes to an hour outside in the rain because it wasn't deemed, I guess, enough of an emergency to send the fire department. But meanwhile, the fire department's 5 minutes away.
Yeah. And then there's other examples where the fire, luckily, somebody was in trouble and had the phone number of a member of the fire department. So Luckily, they were able to call, and they were, and the fire department was sort of called in, but the dispatch didn't dispatch them. So, but yeah, so it's very worrisome, and it's especially in a rural area. The fire department in Memorancoke plays a very important role, and I mean it's a bit frustrating because it's. I mean, we know the situation the hospitals and the emergencies are in, especially for lack of human resources, for example, in the Sagville area. So we're no stranger to the challenges that the health personnel are going through, and we have fire departments, volunteers that want to help, they want to be called and are not called. So it is frustrating, and hopefully it's going to be resolved very fast.
Now, I can imagine that this might be a resource issue on some level, but it also doesn't seem like it would take a lot of resources, right? We have basically what you you have the fire departments with the training already. So they're ready to go. They just need to be connected to the places they're needed. So in your meeting, did you get a sense of what the obstacle was? Was it money? Was it resources? What's going on?
Well, they kept saying it was a question of, they kept saying that, first of all, because it wasn't an official sort of program that was in place. They were sort of doing it because they had been doing it for so long. There wasn't official, and it's not officially the mandate of ambulance New Brunswick or the dispatch medic center to call the fire departments. So right now it's not within their mandate. So that's one of the reasons. The other reason they kept saying it was lack of resources. But for me, it's a bit ridiculous because if you have somebody that does go through the process of analyzing the situation, assessing the distance that the paramedics the time that the paramedics going to take to get on the scene, and so you have somebody going through all those steps, but doesn't have the time to call a fire department. So for me, it is a bit strange, and I'm still not understanding exactly why we're in this situation. But I'm hopeful that they will find a solution within the next few months for sure.
Now, at this meeting last week, Are you talking mm-hmm. to Department of Health, Ambulance New Brunswick, like Medivy? Who's there? Who's at the table?
So there was high officials from Department of Health and Ambulance New Brunswick. So okay. And they're hopeful. They're working together, and they're saying it's one of their priorities at the moment to find a solution. But obviously on our side. I want to make sure that we keep putting pressure and that they're constantly reminded that this is a priority for us and 12 other communities around within New Brunswick.
All right. No ministers at that meeting?
No ministers at the meetings, no. But they have been made aware both by our MLA. And we also sent a letter to the minister. Obviously I'm assuming you're following provincial politics as well. So there's a lot of things happening. So it might be far from their radar at the moment. But that's why I think it's important to keep reminding them that this is a serious issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we first reported on it, I think it was March. So it's September now. So it's been a while, and, it's kind of a head scratcher as to why it's not solved yet.
I completely agree. And it's interesting because I think one of the reason, and I'm not sure exactly the reason, but they adopted a new type of system. And apparently this new system doesn't enable them to dispatch a fire department. But for me, if you're adopting a new system in the 21st century, you're not going back, you're going forward. You should have more resources and the ability to do more with your system, not less. So, so hopefully, like I said, hopefully they'll resolve the problem within the next month. And from our end, we're definitely going to keep putting pressure on them to make sure that this stays a priority for them.
All right. Well, thanks so much for telling us about this meeting and giving us the update. We appreciate it, Maxime.
No problem. Thank you for the call.
That's Memramcook Village Mayor Maxime Bourgeois.